For all their differences, Sonoma and the Mendocino counties also have a lot in common, observes Steve Sharp, an analyst with the Sonoma County Economic Development Board.
Sonoma and Mendocino County have shared many very strong interests, including tourism, agriculture. Certainly, we share a water resource. We've got a transportation corridor. We've got an airport that they use a lot. We've got residents that move between the two counties.
So there's good reason for the creation of a new body to promote economic development jointly between the two counties. That process, which has been gradually gathering momentum over the past 3 years, is now moving into a new phase, explains Steve Dunnicliffe, Director of Planning and Building for Mendocino County.
The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors and the Mendocino County Board of Supervisors have both authorized creation of a joint powers agency and appointed board members to the Sonoma-Mendocino Economic Development District. Those board members now are working to create a comprehensive economic development strategy, or SEDS, for the two-county region. And the ultimate goal is to get this district approved by the Federal Economic Development Administration, or EDA, which would give us some recognition as a region when we're submitting grant applications for funding and trying to get projects moved forward.
Although there is a clear imbalance in the relative economies and populations of the neighboring counties, they are equally represented on the governing board of this new district, and, Dunnicliffe adds, they share congruent interests in its success.
The creation of wealth, trying to make sure that we're bringing more dollars into the community, that we're being better at exporting our products out of the community, trying to support our families and to make sure that there's jobs and housing for everyone.
Right now, the new Economic Development District is engaged in some fundamental fact-finding, explains Sharp, which will become the basis for an initial strategic plan.
We're surveying both counties, getting a clear understanding of economic development issues, populations, and census factors that might affect economic development, seeing where there are disparities, where they're not, but where we have common interests.
Then, building on that information, they will begin to formulate goals.
What do the workforces look like? How do we want the workforces to grow? What clusters, what sectors need to be built? Establishing goals there, and along with that, establishing some projects that the Board of Directors will put together, and that'll become the strategy for the next 5 years.
This entire partnership grew out of some long-running conversations between the two counties about how to help their rural and remote coastal areas get and maintain reliable broadband internet service. Sharp speculates that could be one of the first actual projects that the new joint powers body will take on.
We've got ag business, we've got health care, we've got tourist industries, lots of folks with home businesses that don't have access to adequate internet. We're looking at fiber connections for the most part, examining all of those things and trying to advocate for projects. We're not in the broadband business, not in the telecom business, but we're trying to put together partnerships between industry and funding organizations.
An online survey to gauge strengths, weaknesses, and areas of need in the two counties is being used to inform the EDD as it moves into its strategic planning phase. Businesses, in particular, are encouraged to offer input. The survey will be closed at the end of the day on Thursday. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.